ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। आई वॉन्ट टू से समथिंग अबाउट वर्स 29, चैप्टर 9, चैप्टर 9, वर्स 29। ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। समोहं सर्वभूतेषु न मे द्वेष्योऽस्ति न प्रियः। ये भजन्ति तु मां भक्त्या मैते तेषु चाप्यहम्। एज आई एक्सप्लेन टू यू मैनी टाइम्स, दे आर इन्यूमरेबल सीक्रेट्स इन द भगवद गीता। इन्यूमरेबल बिकॉज दिस इज द विजडम गिविन टू अस बाय द इनफाइनाइट ट्रुथ गॉड हिमसेल्फ। God is infinite, everything belonging to Him is infinite. So here, in this verse also, there are certain things for understanding. Firstly, I read the translation. I am equally present in all beings. There is none hateful or dear to me. They, however, who devoutly worship me, abide in me, and I too stand revealed in them. If I take the freedom to suggest still a more literal translation of the last line, I can say, who devoutly worship me, abide in me, and I in them. This will be the translation. They in me, I in them. Maite teshu chapyaham. This is the Sanskrit. In Sanskrit, the last words are Maite teshu chapyaham. They are in me, I am in them. This is the translation. Anyway, in this verse, some interesting thing has been said, and valuable also, by the Lord. In the first line of the verse, there is a general declaration regarding impartiality of the Lord to all beings. The Lord says, I am the same in everybody. Neither anybody is dearer to me nor am I against anybody. The same. I am everywhere the same. I have no partiality for anybody. In all beings, my presence is the same. Equally, the fundamental law of equality. Just now it has come to my mind because I was a teacher of law in the university. Therefore, this right to equality is one of the most important rights. Throughout the world, in all democratic countries, right to equality. And the largest number of cases generally in the courts are about this equality. Some unequal treatment has been given to us like that, the people come. So, everybody wants equality. I should be treated equally like that. Anyway, the Lord is also saying, I am equally present in all beings. Such a fine declaration. I am equally present in all beings. There is none hateful or dear to me. Neither I hate anybody nor I love somebody more than anybody else. But now in the second line, there is a sort of contradiction of the first line. A sort of exception, and it is, they however, the word is there, however means I can't help, in a way. In Sanskrit, that word tu means but, however, but, I have given a general law, but laws have exceptions, what can I do in it? They, however, who devoutly worship me, abide in me, and I too stand revealed in them. The Lord is saying that as presence, as existence, I exist in everybody equally. As Sat, I am there in everybody. As existence, I am there in everybody equally, no difference. But after the fact of my equal presence in all beings, there are certain beings who from their side start loving me more and worshipping me more. Then, on account of their love and worship, I get revealed in them more. What can I do in that? From my side, I am equal in everybody. But when from the side of the beings, some of them start loving me more, I become more revealed in them because of their love and devotion. It is not my fault. I am not making any partiality to anybody. And as many times I explained to you, this revelation of the Lord, this experience of the Self, can happen and does happen only in human body. Therefore, this experience of the Self is the only aim of human life, only underlined. No other aim should there be. Because the highest experience in the world, in the cosmos itself, can happen. And as I explained to you one day, that in nature all the beings are guided by the laws of nature. There is no freedom. A very little freedom becomes available only in human life. And it is a question of use and misuse of that freedom. Those who use it, in them the Lord gets revealed. He is saying this in the second line. Those who do not use the opportunity, Lord says, your choice, you did not have the choice, you did not try, what can I do? So the responsibility lies upon us. We may make our lives sublime. We may miss the opportunity. It depends upon us. In this great wisdom, there is no despondency, there is no defeatism, there is no pessimism for human life at all. In this great wisdom, it has been said that the gates of highest evolution are open for everybody, whoever wants. The highest experience can happen to anybody. I give a simple example. The rays of the sun are falling equally everywhere. The sun does not make any partiality. Rays of the sun are falling, just like on the stone, on the clod of earth, on steel, on flowers, on water, equally. But then, a flower blossoms by the rays of the same sun, whose rays are there on earth also. Not much happens there. Not because of the sun, but because of the quality of the flower and the earth. There is a difference there. There is no partiality from the side of the sun. Rays are coming equally. The response from this side, the reflection from this side, is according to the purity of the substance. Certain substances can reflect more, certain cannot. The stones cannot reflect that much as does the looking glass, for example. The rays of the sun coming to the looking glass, and the sun itself is reflected. But the sun is not reflected in the stone. And the same sun is there, and the same rays are coming. So God can be reflected in human beings. The experience can happen, but only in the case of those about whom the Lord is saying in the second line, that those, however, who love me with devotion, who are very particular, in them I start shining. And this shining process goes on and goes on and goes on. Till that event happens, the last event of love. Because it is in love only that duality comes to an end. There is no duality then. Then there remains nothing but the Lord everywhere. When the focus of all the energy of mind, of emotions, of all the energy in a human being is nothing but the self, self, God, Lord, the same meaning. Variations, differences are there. For certain reasons they are spoken to different seekers. Here it will be better to have the word self for this verse. Even God, no difference, not at all the same, but anyway. When the focus is nothing but the self, self is one, God is one. When the focus is nothing but self, when one wants nothing but self-realization, only self-realization, and for that one goes on loving and worshipping God only, self, seeking self only, like that, in the end develops love, which removes that gap between the seeker and the sought. It removes the gap. In love it gets removed. In the end one comes to know, I was seeking nothing but my own self. The seeker and the sought were one. In the end it becomes the experience. And then it becomes nothing but love. Because everybody loves one's own self most. Therefore why not to love the whole infinity? Everywhere. There is nothing but myself. God exists everywhere then. So, what a wonderful statement it is there by the Lord. And by this reading of this verse, we should understand what responsibility is upon us. The responsibility is upon us. Whatever was to be given to us from the side of the Lord exists. All right. Human body exists. We have the human body. And now we have also this understanding as to what is the highest aim, the only aim of human life. How can human life become really meaningful? How can fulfillment can happen? How can we become permanently happy and peaceful, full of joy always? That has also become known to us through mind by reading scriptures like this. So next step is to try for that with all the power that we have, the strength we have, the intelligence we have.